Our empire needs these supplies, and we can't afford to let an organized rebellion seize and control one of the most important cities in the empire. We need to secure this cache and protect the people of Urto. It's for the greater good and all that.
Orianne nodded her agreement, and as always, Sazed felt her touch on his emotions. For the greater good, Sazed thought. He knew that Spook was right. Kelsier wouldn't want this warped society being perpetuated in his name. Something needed to be done.
Very well, he said. What should our course of action be?
Nothing for now, Breeze said. We need time to feel out the city's climate. How close are the people to rebelling against Dear Quillian? How active is the local criminal element? How corruptible are the men who serve the new government? Give me some time to discover answers to these questions, and then we can decide what to do.
I still say we do it as Kelsier did, Spook said. Why can't we just topple the citizen like he did the Lord Ruler?
I doubt that would work, Breeze said, sipping his wine.
Why not? Spook asked.
For a very simple reason, my dear boy, Breeze said. We don't have Kelsier anymore.
Sazed nodded. That much was true, though he did wonder if they would ever be rid of the survivor's legacy. In a way, the battle in this town had been inevitable. If Kelsier had possessed one flaw, it had been his extreme hatred of the nobility. It was a passion that had driven him, had helped him accomplish the impossible. However, Sazed feared it would destroy those whom it had infected.
Take the time you need, Breeze, Sazed said. Let me know when you think we are ready to take the next step.
Breeze nodded, and the meeting broke up. Sazed stood, sighing quietly. As he did, he met Breeze's eyes, and the man winked at him with a smile that seemed to say, "This won't be half as difficult as you think." Sazed smiled back, and he felt Breeze's touch on his emotions, trying to encourage him. Yet the soother's hand was too light. Breeze couldn't have known the conflict that still twisted inside of Sazed. A conflict about much more than Kelsier and the problems in Urto. He was glad for a little bit of time to wait in the city, for he still had much work to do with the religions listed, one per sheet, in his portfolio. Even that work was difficult for him to get to recently. He did his best to give the others leadership, as Elend had asked. However, the pernicious darkness Sazed felt inside of him refused to be shaken away. It was more dangerous to him, he knew, than anything else he had faced while serving with the crew, because it made him feel as if he didn't care.
I must keep working, he decided, walking away from the meeting place, carefully sliding his portfolio off of a nearby shelf. I have to keep searching. I must not give up.
It was far more difficult than that, however. In the past, logic and thought had always been his refuge. However, his emotions didn't respond to logic. No amount of thinking about what he should be doing could help him. He ground his teeth, walking, hoping that the motion would help him work out the knots within himself. A part of him wanted to go out and study the new form of the Church of the Survivor that had sprung up here in Urto. However, that seemed like a waste of time. The world was ending. Why study one more religion? He already knew this one was false. He'd dismissed the Church of the Survivor early in his studies. It was filled with more contradictions than almost any in his portfolio. More filled with passion as well. All the religions in his collection were alike in one respect. They had failed. The people who'd followed them had died, been conquered, their religions stamped out. Was that not proof enough for him? He'd tried preaching them, but he'd very, very rarely had any success. It was all meaningless. Everything was ending anyway.
No, Sazed thought. I will find the answers. The religions didn't disappear completely. The keepers preserved them. There must be answers in one of them. Somewhere. Eventually, he found his way to the wall of the cavern, which held the steel plate inscribed by the Lord Ruler. They already had a record of what it said, of course, but Sazed wanted to see it and read it for himself. He looked up at the medal, which reflected the light of a nearby lantern, reading the words of the very man who had destroyed so many religions. "The plan," the words said, "is simple. When the power returns to the well, I will take it and make certain the thing remains trapped. And still I worry. It has proven far more clever than I had assumed, infecting my thoughts, making me see and feel things I do not wish to. It is so subtle, so careful. I cannot see how it could cause my death, but I still worry. If I am dead, then these caches will provide some measure of protection for my people. I fear what is coming, what might be. If you read this now and I am gone, then I fear for you. Still, I will try to leave what help I can. These are metals of allomancy which I have shared with none. If you are a priest of mine, working this cavern and reading these words, know that you will incur my wrath if you share this knowledge. However, if it is true that the force has returned and I am unable to deal with it, then perhaps knowledge of electrum will give you some aid. My researchers have discovered that mixing an alloy of 45% gold and 55% silver creates a new allomantic metal. Burning it will not give you the power of Atium, but will provide some help against those who themselves burn it." And that was it. Beside the words was a map indicating the location of the next cache, the one in the small southern mining village that Vin and Elland had secured a short time back. Sazed read over the words again, but they only served to enhance his sense of despair. Even the Lord Ruler seemed to feel helpless in the face of their current predicament. He'd planned to be alive. He'd planned for none of this to happen. But he'd known that his plans might not work. Sazed turned, leaving the plate behind, walking to the bank of the underground lake. The water lay like black glass, undisturbed by wind or ash, though it did ripple slightly from the current. A pair of lanterns sat by the edge of the water, burning quietly, marking the bank. Behind him, a short distance away, some of the soldiers had made camp, though a good 2/3 of them kept to the upstairs to make certain the building had the look of being lived in.